Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You emerge from the second level of this dungeon, having faced potentially your biggest foe, your past, and you enter into a large marble-like room. If you've ever seen a mausoleum, it looks like you're inside of one, but to the scale of a castle. You see sarcophagi tucked into the sides, with beautiful, ornate marble death masks, looking like the figure is merely sleeping. Such is the detail of this sculpture. You feel like if you reached out and touched a figure, it would feel like flesh beneath your hands. You walk through so many rows of bodies, and you get to a large circular table in the middle where your friend Allegra is sitting.
Hi.
She motions over to you.
Hi.
Hello. Is this the end?
Everyone thinks they're always coming in at the end of a story, but I feel like this is the beginning of something new, no?
Not really, no.
Why don't you guys sit down? You look weary.
Logan will sit.
Yeah.
Xavier follows.
I'll sit.
I'll stand by my chair.
Oof, so aloof. Vince, I'm not going to hurt you.
Vince will tentatively sit.
Do you guys want anything? Refreshments?
Are you still not drinking?
I mean, I could actually do whatever the fuck I want, I guess.
Great. And he'll pull out a second glass he's been holding for a while, fill it up with whiskey that Allegra gave him, and slide it across the table to her.
She lifts it up to her lips, takes a swig, and wipes away a spittle of blood. Can I get a napkin or a hanky? Something?
Teleport one. Oh, are you asking the ether? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. No, thank you, Toby. And you hear footsteps echoing through this marble hall. And two figures appear on either side of Allegra. Sorry, did you want a napkin, darling? Oh, it's okay. Mum, Dad, these are my... Well, come on. We've been through enough now, right? These are my friends. Well, hang on. Do we do paragon names?
Do you?
I mean, I'm the master, right? The point is I make stuff. I don't really get to play. I'm just Allegra. But what would you guys like to be referred to as?
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't it?
No one else is around. Let's just go with players.
This is Toby, Kat, Logan, Vince, Xavier, and these are my parents.
Lovely to meet you both.
Oh, it's just good to see that our little girl is making good friends. We worried about her. Stop, you're embarrassing me.
I don't mean to, like, belittle the theatrics or anything. Like, I get it. But, like, can we just straight up ask the questions or is this a process?
Hey, you're the player. Do what thou wilt.
What the fuck happened overseas?
So, you may have heard of a little LARP in Berlin. It was a World of Darkness one. Weirdly, I was never into vampire when we were teens. I figured I played enough social games in high school. I didn't want to also do that in my downtime, right? But anyway, I was overseas. And there was this vampire LARP. And I realized the more and more I stepped into those rooms, even with a pair of silly vampire fangs, I became more and more alive, the less Allegra I was. And it was intoxicating. And I just wanted to keep going. And that kind of led into, like, the other things I was dealing with, you know. Red wine looks a lot like blood, so I'd always have some. And the nights grew long, and the days were boring, so I just kept going and going and going. And I died.
Sorry, what?
My heart stopped for like 2 minutes. I was rushed to like hospital, and they worked on me, brought me back. But I don't know. I don't know that Allegra did come back, because when I shut my eyes, this is what I saw. I saw this place. And I knew that there was something else out there, and I couldn't go back to what I was before. And then I wanted to figure out a way to keep playing. I wanted to bring you guys into the game. I realized I didn't want to just play with anyone. The best stories, the best time I had was making something for the rest of you. So I managed to find these dice. I repurposed a bit of metal from my life, an old car. And I knew somehow that death was a door through here. And as luck would have it, it all worked.
You made these?
I did.
The die?
Dice, yeah. Each one for you.
How did you know how?
I guess how does a fish know it can breathe underwater? I just did it, and I hoped for the best.
Did you create this place, or is this a doorway?
This is my place, but as she plays with the die at the end of her quarterstaff, she tilts it to and fro. There are many sides. This is just the one I play in.
I just, if death is a doorway to get here, does that mean that we're all dead?
Weren't you? I've seen you all live right to the edge of life here in this game. I've seen highs and lows that I've never seen from you at any point, nor would I ever if we just sat around at my house over some papers. It seemed like you all had things that left you empty or didn't ignite you the same way that you felt here. So I don't know. Would you consider yourselves dead?
I think she means literally, Allegra. Like, are we literally dead?
Oh, let's not play with such things. Let's not be so crass as to include literal things here. This is a place where we can do fucking anything, Toby. Even change the world, even the things that you can't do back home. You know, I really wish that we had played Cyberpunk, you and I, together. Do you know why?
No, why?
Because you learn that good people get stepped on, and the world doesn't really change. But here, look at all the fucking things we can do. Why does it need to be a one-to-one? Why can't we just keep playing?
I mean, I think she just wanted a clear answer for her question. I'm preaching to the choir slightly, but...
What was your question, Cap?
I was just wondering if we were actually dead.
We're not dead.
No. Vince would know. Wouldn't you, Vince?
We can die here, and it's easier to die here because you've made it so fucking dangerous.
I mean, your actions are your actions. Let's not forget that.
If there are many sides to that, what is it, a D20?
Mm-hmm.
A 20-sided dice. Does that mean that there are other masters, other games that could be played, or are we playing your game?
I believe that there are others out there. From what I've seen, took me a while to find a place that was just for me. Those games you can't access.
What about making our own games?
Ooh, now that sounds interesting. What kind of game would you like to play?
Just a question.
This place is ever shifting. I can build, I can create things. You might have noticed things shifting around you the more and more you play it. It's symbiotic, I think, the same way as any game. You only get what you put in.
That makes sense.
What happens when you mine out everything from our lives and we don't have anything else to hold on to, anything else to transfigure here, when we're more the game than the real world?
I mean, I wouldn't credit me as being able to mine everything from your lives, but aren't you players? You keep going. We are real people sitting around a table right now. Anything's possible. New things happen. New dynamics, new loves, new hates, new stories to tell.
Toby, have you changed your mind already?
No. No, I haven't. Just trying to get a full picture.
Are you guys sure you don't want any other refreshments?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Just water, actually. I'd love a glass of water.
Sure. She, from almost nothing...
I lost my water.
It's behind your chair.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I am actually quite thirsty.
Allegra gets a pitcher of water, pours out glasses for each of you.
Mm. Oh, thank you. That is really nice.
It's just water.
Yeah, but it's just what I needed.
Sure.
So what do you expect? Like, what do you expect from here on out?
Well, I can't sustain this place without players. And this is a world kind of created for you guys. Having said that, I'm not a dictator. No offense, Vince. Just a phrase. I believe in democracy. And Toby, you still have the rules. Every good game has to have its rules.
I produce the card.
So, we vote.
From memory, everyone has to agree, right?
It's all or nothing.
Unanimous.
Can't be missing players, guys. You know, really fucks with the whole dynamic.
That makes sense.
Great. Before we vote, I would like to say I'm leaving. And if I remember that card correctly, the dead don't get a vote.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we're all planning to go home, right? There's no need to, like...
I'm just saying.
No, I think we are. you're right. The dead don't get a vote, which means that... Allegra, you're excluded from the vote, if I understand that correctly.
I mean, I'm still a player, aren't I?
She died. She's not dead.
Same as you, Flint.
Yep.
Your vote still counts.
Fair enough.
You're all going home?
You couldn't drag me back to that selfish, dying planet if you wanted me to.
Toby, what? You're right.
What?
You think I am going to go back and watch the collapse of civilization while I did everything I could to stop it and it turned out to be less than nothing?
What do you mean? You have a family. What are you talking about?
Why would you
assume... They are going to be fine without me.
Why would you assume this world will be any different?
This world can be what we want to be, right?
No.
We can tell what stories
we want
to tell.
This world can be whatever she wants it to be. What can you do here? Teleport stuff, right? That's it.
I'm the chosen of the fair here.
Okay, good for you. She can do everything else.
That's not true, guys. I have rules too. And I'm not here to create something just for me. I made it for all of you. I tried to tailor things just for you. If you don't like something, let's have a fucking dialogue here.
Sure.
I'm happy to take on feedback.
This is just like the opening course, right? There's a lot more we could do here.
You could do anything. Anything.
Or I could go back and argue with backbenchers about the minutia of the housing bill. I could do that. Absolutely, I could.
Or you could raise your child, Allegra. I feel like I'm just devastated by what has happened to you that I did not even think about. And I'm sorry, but like Allegra lost both of her parents and you're going to sit here and say that you are not going to go back, that your child is going to be fine without you. Look in Allegra's eyes and say that.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing is wrong with you, but clearly it hurt you, right? To lose your parents. And I know you have them here with you, but it's not the same.
You know, this is what I love about this. We would have never had this conversation otherwise. I had to build castles to get people to fucking talk to me. Sorry. That's mean. But this is what I mean. Aren't we closer than we've ever been? Don't things feel more real here? More vibrant? Literal life and death. We have depended on each other's. And I'm sorry if I was too rough. Really.
I kind of liked it. It was exciting.
I can't believe this.
What's wrong with the idea of wanting to stay? Like, this is, like, what's wrong with that concept of something different?
We're not trying to convince you to change your minds. I understand why you are deciding the things you want.
Either way, someone loses out. Like, that's, like, cards on the table. Someone loses out no matter what. But this is an experience. This is not even an experience. This is an existence that heretofore no one ever has experienced, has gone through. We don't know what it is. We don't know. We've made these assumptions from the moment we stepped foot into die. I'm not entirely certain. This is just, what is anything but creation? Everything has a beginning at some point. I'm not talking about from like a religious or a theological perspective. Everything has a beginning.
This is a real place, you mean? Like as real as any other. It exists.
Yes. How do you... I can't personally deny that. I can't.
I don't understand. If Allegra, if you control this place, why you can't just change the rules? If Toby wants to stay, fine. Toby can stay. I don't want to stay. Why does it have to be unanimous? If you need players, look, you got a player right here. Maybe you got a player here. I don't know.
I can't change all of the rules, okay? There are still things that are bigger than myself. And without rules, then fuck it. We just fall into chaos. That's not what this is. This is life. This has limitations. Same as anything. What do you really want? What do you really want to go back to that I can't provide here, that can't be forged ahead here?
Kat,
say it.
Didn't you say that you've experienced things here that you have not experienced anywhere else?
Of course. I mean, we all have. We fought a dragon. Like, you're not going to experience that in the real world.
I've never, ever seen you happier than how you've been here.
That's a couple of days worth.
I mean...
Never. Not even close.
I agree. But I don't think that that is a product of this place. That was just, I just wasn't ready to face that part of myself, okay? And I am ready now, and I would like to do it at home.
In the real world.
This is real.
This is our ticket out. Do you understand what's going to happen over the next 10 years back on Earth?
And what about here? The mists are going to come in and the monsters are going to come out.
Have you read the six fucking reports by the IPCC? Have you? Because I have, because it was my job. I've read them. Cover to cover. And it's not fucking pretty. I don't want to be there for that. And thank you, Allegra, for this escape. I would rather stay here than, sure, you can go back and you can fix all the little things wrong with your lives. But when millions start to suffer and die and you get to watch it all in high definition, you'll be wishing, praying you could be back here.
And I'm sure your child would be praying that she had her other parent with her. I'm sorry.
All right, let's stop bandying around relatives as bait, shall we?
Yes,
what do you
thank
want?
You.
You want to know that your kid is safe?
No, obviously he doesn't care at all. I can't believe that we've been calling Xavier the selfish one this whole time. Sorry, Xavier. But, like, honestly, we all came into this going, oh, Xavier is being blah, blah, blah. He's doing this. He's wants to just get back. Well, look, I'm sorry.
She'll be all right. Her parents have got money and they'll look after her.
Allegra waves her hand over the table and you see the face of your teenage daughter.
Fuck.
What was her name again?
Angel.
Angel. She is putting on earrings. She is brushing her hair. She's getting ready for something. You see Allegra continue to wave her hands. You see moments from Angel's life play out in front of you. You see a knock at the door, unfortunate news. You see her grieving, but you also see moments, graduations, weddings. You see her life play out. She will go on. Is that what you wanted to know?
I mean, it helps.
It's not real. She's not a fucking oracle. She's not a fucking psychic. She's telling you what you want to hear, so you stay with her in her fantasy world. I'm sorry, Allegra. I truly am.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. But this is not real. I don't want to die here. I want to leave.
So you want to die back in the real world. Is that right?
Everyone does. But at least I get to live my life and not in constant fear that a fucking dragon will just end my life in an instant.
A bus could end your life in an instant, mate. Like, what's the difference?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Heading towards danger at every step of the day to just be a part of someone else's fantasy that they want me to be part of.
Your fantasy too.
You
reveled in the attention that you got.
You took to being king quite well, Vince, and I'm not the one who created a power vacuum, mind you.
Yes, we were playing the game, and we've played it, and this is the end you promised us. Not a new beginning.
If it's all right, I'd like to hear from Xavier. Man, we've had a lot of... fuck, we sit on a lot of opposite ends of the spectrums on a lot of things, dude, but you've been fucking quiet as anything.
Uncharacteristically quiet. Yeah. Allegra, I'm really sorry to hear that you passed. I'm sorry if we weren't there enough for you. We were kids. We tried our best, I think. We tried what we knew. And I'm sorry that you found escape in this. Not that you found it, but that it's led you or kept you. But Toby, you're just wrong. I'm sorry for the kind of raw intelligence that you have. You're a smart guy.
Here it comes.
But you're wrong. Not for the reasons that you think I'm going to say. You're the chosen of the Fae. Yeah?
Apparently.
You were the democratically elected member by tens of thousands of people. You have the power to zip around. You have more influence and greater power than most people will have in their entire lifetimes. You can change things. Food. Teleporting. The power to control technology. And because you're a member of parliament, you're a politician, you will have a financial security that the people I helped will never have. I am sorry that you feel like it is hopeless.
I don't feel that way. I
think it.
I can see what's coming. You may think I'm a doomsayer, and I obviously sound like one, but the thing about the doomsayers throughout history is they haven't had the entire consensus of the scientific apparatus showing them very clearly what's coming down the track and everybody burying their head in the sand and ignoring it and watching TV instead.
Okay. When your daughter gets sick.
I'm actually really, like, I didn't like it when she was doing it either. You can stop, okay? You can stop with the emotional blackmail.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Because that is exactly what I thought you were going to do. You said, oh, it's not for the reasons. And you're just coming out with the lecture I thought you were going to come out with. So,
which is?
You have a responsibility. Yes. You can do so much with what you have.
Yes. Because you're a fucking privileged man. Now lead and be an adult. Grow up. Take responsibility. Take power. Take charge. You said it yourself. You're escaping. Don't. Stand on the precipice and fight. Who cares if it's hopeless? Because at least you will stem the tide. At least you will provide hope. At least you can look it in the face and fight. Because heaven forbid that any other person throughout history who has fought for what seems like a hopeless fight did so. And I'm sorry, Kat, to bring you into this, but apparently you're marching with a coloured flag now. But if someone didn't throw a fucking brick, she wouldn't be able to go home and get married. Now you go tell her right now that that was hopeless. And don't get me wrong, I'm not exactly a big lefty liberal. Yep. But fucking hell, mate, you're a coward if you don't think like that. Oh, the scientific consensus. Oh, the scientific fucking consensus. Aren't you so fucking smart? Gods and kings existed for years and then they toppled. And that was the scientific fucking consensus. What we know today, right now, is that there's a fucking magical realm that we can disappear into. You know what might actually be useful is someone with that fucking perspective going to fight for our fucking country, our fucking world. Do you know what you've actually just learned? Magic is real.
Here it is.
Everywhere. Is this not real?
Wow.
Holy shit, mate. Do you not understand what you've discovered? That there are dimensions and worlds and understandings that you didn't know, that you were ignorant of before. So go fucking back and fight for our country. Fight for our land. Fight for our fucking globe if you want.
Dude, do you believe this place exists or not?
No, clearly it does.
You love to play hopscotch with that, don't you, Xavier?
Yeah.
It all suits you, doesn't it?
Yeah, because truth is fucking relative.
Hmm.
And what am I getting the lecture? He wants to stay too. Allegra obviously wants to stay.
Allegra's dead and Logan is...
Allegra's not dead.
Allegra's
She's
not
right
dead.
Here. She has died before.
And why is it just me getting in the face? Because it perceived that I can make a difference. Sure, I'm glad society's... attitudes changed, but I can't exactly change thermodynamics by being inspirational. I can't change the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Tell that to every fucking kid with cancer. Tell that for every fucking kid with cancer that they should just give up. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Why are we attacking?
Oh, we just can't. And he asked you what you thought.
Oh, and what do you think?
Is that I need a lecture.
Yes, it is.
Sorry,
because you're a smarter man than this.
I need to ask, why are we attacking people for morals when you cheated on your husband, you killed two people in cold blood,
Excuse you?
I'm not even going to get onto what happened with you, Xavier. We're all, like, dirty from this.
Damn right we are.
Yeah, so why are we attacking one person from a moral standpoint when all of us are fucking dirty in the woods?
We are. We're deciding whether we should stay or go.
Yeah.
I'm voting we should go.
I'm voting we stay.
Oh, my God.
I vote we stay.
Okay. This is what's going to happen. Either we all say the magic word so we can all go home, or, as I said, the dead don't get a vote. I am the king of the most powerful city in this entire Titan, and I will come down with the full force of all of what I have against you if you choose to make me stay here. So you can either fight me, and you've seen what I can do, or you can go home and fight for a cause and the lives of many, many people who you don't get to pick this for, myself included, for their future. And that's not just to you. I know I'm looking at you. I'm sorry. That's towards everyone who's choosing to stay right now. You can decide what you do with your lives in your own time, in your own way. And if, hey, you three get back together later and you want to go back into this world without us,
right.
Great.
Why can't you just find some other people to join you and you can come back and do this again? I don't understand why that's...
But if you make me stay, I will fight you all with everything I have, and I have accumulated much in this game.
You've taken choice away from us.
If you do this, you take choice away from us.
If you drag me back there, you do the same to me.
Why can't you just come back? Allegra, why can't you get some more players, do your little magic with your dice, whatever it was that brought us here in the first place?
We didn't choose to come here.
Because this was for you. This was for all of you. The Mists of Dolorim was something we built together. I'm sorry, I thought we were friends.
I mean, I'm sorry, Allegra, we were friends, but it's been 10 years. It's been a long time. A lot has changed since then, and I treasure these memories from high school so much, but that doesn't mean that I want to live here.
Well, if anyone wants another round, now's the time, because I think the line is being drawn underneath this decision, isn't it? She looks to Vincent Xavier. I mean, I was never really much for war games personally, more about the role play. But just really seems like you're itching for a fight, yeah?
Let's put it to a vote.
We only get to do this once. If it's not unanimous,
what happens?
The worlds cannot support this indecision.
So what happens if it's split? We stay in this room forever, or the void swallows us?
You're looking to me as if I have all the answers. I don't know. I just know that some rules you can't break.
Great, then let's not break it. We all know that this vote, if we make it now, is not unanimous. We don't need to make it. It's already been made. Correct?
If we vote right now, it will be split down the middle.
Yes.
Three and three.
Vince is going to stand up and look towards Kat and look towards Xavier and say, we don't have to do this now. Kat, Xavier, if you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll stand.
Xavier stands. Jesus Christ, out of everyone. You two? Was not expecting that. Sorry. I get a little anxious.
This is what you want it to be.
Can we not just work this out, please? I'm begging you. We came in as friends. What is this going to mean? Well, if we stay here, we're just going to hate each other for eternity?
Friends went out the window the moment this one threatened our lives.
No, I'm sorry. Friends went out the window as soon as you said that we didn't get to go back to our lives.
That's threatening my life in the real world where I want to be.
You still live here. You will still live here.
I'll die here.
You'll die there.
Yeah, and we have ways of reversing death here. You got brought back. I can bring people back.
You can't bring people back. He can. And it cost him and it almost killed him. And it will kill him.
She motions to her side where her parents come in.
Oh, please.
I can do things differently here. You talk about the power you have, and I'm not going to be that person, but I built it for you. I built these cool tools that you have. Okay? And I can keep doing it.
What the hell are you guys even going to do when you go back? Are you going to go back and rediscover your career again? You don't even know that's what you want to do. Are you going to go take another stab at it?
I don't want to live in a world where I'm a king and a murderer.
I mean, you seem pretty happy with it when it happened, dude.
Let's show some tact, people.
Get married.
Make some good money for the shareholders. Excellent. And you're going to go through a messy breakup with Brad. Wonderful.
You know what? It's actually none of your business what I'm going to do with my life. It's my life and you don't get to decide.
Enough. So you can bring up his wife and children, but he can't bring up your husband.
No, I'm just saying it's none of his business what I do in my life when I get back.
And it's none of your business what he does and his decision is, besides the vote right now.
Allegra stamps her staff on the ground. Stop fighting. We haven't begun yet. Please, I am appealing to you. You're looking at me as if I'm a villain. You're talking as if this place is set in stone. This is an opportunity. We have forged through the worst parts of our lives, through our worst times, and we can make something brilliant. We can change things from the ground up. What are you afraid of? What can't I do for you?
You can't let some of us leave and some of us stay.
How would we know that anything here ever was actually real. You say I can live a life here. What if I meet somebody and the whole time all I can see is Allegra behind the puppet strings? What kind of a life is that? It's not a life at all. Someone is making the choices. You built this place. That's great, I guess, but you didn't ask us if we wanted to come here.
I know. I had hoped that we could play again. You all received my invitation. And the people you met along the way, what's to say that they weren't real? I'm not out there controlling people. Truthfully, I'm not a god. You've met literal gods. And I don't mean to spy, but I didn't control the conversation you had with Galatea. I just gave you paths, settings, and this world was peopled because of us, from our thoughts and hopes and dreams and memories. Really, is anyone sure I can't get them in a drink?
Yeah, maybe actually.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm ready.
Allegra uncorks a bottle. Pours one for Toby.
He knocks it straight back and reaches out again.
Pours again. Well, it's been... I can't lie. It's been great playing with you again. All right. What would you like it to be?
Kat, Xavier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I look back to Toby and Logan and Allegra. I wish it was different.
Yeah, me too. But come on, humor me. This is the last stand, last standoff. Let's collaborate one last time. What are we thinking? Liches? Giants?
Titans.
Titans. If you're leaving like you say you are, it's your last chance to do anything otherworldly.
Well, we're not leaving, are we? You have to have made that abundantly clear. You still haven't told us what happens when the vote is split.
I think we all die. I think it's a cocked die. I think it's null and void. I think the whole thing collapses, right?
The world breaks.
Yeah.
Great.
I appreciate that you've made us this. Thank you, Allegra. Thank you for running the game. I'm sorry for high school.
You don't need to be sorry.
No, I feel like I do.
No, you were right. We were kids, and all of us were fucked up by a world that we couldn't change. And for all the reasons you're sorry, I'm sorry too. Allegra flips over an hourglass. We have until the end to make the vote. Toby, you know. I mean, we don't need to read the rules aloud, do we?
Think we're all set.
Toby, there's nothing. Logan, there's nothing. Allegra, there's nothing we can say.
I don't know if we can, if I can kill us all for the chance to stay here. I don't want to go back, but I don't want us to all drop dead in a fractured world.
I saw my uncle here, dude. I'm not willing to give that up.
I don't want to drag you anywhere. That's the truth, right? Like, if, and I think we all know this, if we could split the party and have those of us who wish to stay, stay, and those of us who wish to go, we would. We just can't do that.
If all of us agreed, what would you vote?
What do you mean?
You get a vote, don't you?
You get a vote, right?
Yeah, I get a vote.
So if all five of us said to go home, what would you say?
There's nothing back there for me.
So you'd always vote to stay?
So it's never going to be unanimous?
Not unless you kill home.
Yeah. Xavier's right, Kat. It was a trick die. You guys have been really great players. And I'm going to miss you all so much. We always knew what this was going to be.
I don't want to be abducted into Eden, no matter how good it is. Sorry.
No, I get it.
It wasn't perfect back there, but I could carve out a little bit for me and mine.
I can do the same here.
I know.
Toby, you seem mildly apprehensive now.
I mean, what, are you going to kill Allegra to get back home?
Hey, it's all right. Why don't I make it easy for you? She stamps her staff on the ground and the marble cracks apart like an egg. The sky is purple and dark and you can see facets of it like the side of a polyhedral die. You can see the world is cracking just a little bit. And Allegra turns to her parents. She kisses them both on the cheeks. And she begins to grow larger and larger and larger until she is more than the size of this building. Her eyes glow purple and her hair whips around her face. She peers down at you. I can't move first. Come on. You know it. It's time for initiative. And we go into initiative order.
Fuck.
I'm glad there's no video right now because I am bawling my eyes out.
I really like this game, guys. This is a lot of good. This has been great.
Incredible.
This is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying this immensely.
Yes.
Stop it, Chris.
I will say, yes, I hate every moment and I love every moment at the same time.
So I'm happy for an unhappy ending.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/RollToCast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.